o'clock hour of William's House begins now.
Good to be alive right about now. Woo!
And we did our green and gold game preview, which if you missed it, you can check it out on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Group Losses. And we didn't do that for the first practice of training camp, am I right? Because new media doesn't do that sort of thing. Now, let's preview the weekend. You know, you should play music by the weekend for the weekend preview.
That would have been really clever.
And hey, then there's that clip of Daniel Craig, who plays 007. He's hosting SNL, and he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend."
Well, just
I'm thinking like a new media guy. That's what I'm doing.
Just did my job.
No,
for
you're
me.
Thinking like you're thinking like a producer. Is what you're thinking.
Really thinking like a producer, yeah.
Old school producer.
How would that go if Jesse led the show and Jason produced? How would that go?
Well, considering the number of buttons that Jesse has to push, and I'm in my basement, I don't think it would go well.
Well, yeah, you'd have to come here.
Well, like, I'd do the show from my basement.
How about that? I'll do the show from my basement for a change. That'd be fun.
Oh, and you have a basement now. You also have a lawn that you have to mow.
Oh,
I'm a little
God.
Surprised. I can't imagine how many times you mowed without letting us know that you mowed.
Last night. Hey, can I ask a lawn mowing question before we do the weekend preview?
Yeah, no, you can. Go ahead.
So, when do you bag your grass? And when do you take it to, like, the disposable center? Or when do you just cut your grass more and that makes it like go away and not be lumpy in the yard? Or do you have to like rake it up and take it somewhere? I don't know how it works. And Beck and I were talking about this last night. When I lived with my parents, we would just put it in a garbage bin and then take it on Saturday morning or whatever to the dump. We don't necessarily want to do that, and no one else does that around us, it seems like, but we don't know what to do with it, because it's all clumpy.
You still feel good about him asking this question over there, big fella?
What do you do?
I mean, if you're that concerned, if you have some grass clippings, mow it more often and don't do it. Get one of those the mowers that will spit it right back into the actual dirt. I don't remember what it's called, like a recombulated, or I don't know what that word is. It's not recombulated. I know that. But if that's concern for you, get a bagger, bag it up, and I don't know, even know what you would do with it.
So your lawn is clumpy?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Like we've been mowing
clumpy.
The grass grows real fast in the backyard, not so much in the front yard. We mow the lawn, and it's all kind of clumpy. It's just kind of hanging around. And no matter, it seems like we do it like 3 days apart, it's still clumpy. So we were thinking about, do we need to go buy a garbage can? Do we need to take it to the dump? Like, do we need to do something with it? What do? We didn't know. All right.
That's a good question. I thought it was a good question.
It's a good question. I don't know if it's good radio, but it's a good question. Time now for the weekend preview, may include Jesse going to the dump with his grass clippings.
I feel like you were not very helpful for the week or for the grass question. That's okay. So usually this is where I will give you a list of 5 games on the sports calendar this weekend. You would pick the one that is must-watch outside of the Badgers or the Packers game. And then you would pick the one that you don't really care about and you'll plan to go to the dump or whatever you need to do during that. Little different because we're not quite into the full swing of the football schedule yet. So I will present 4 options to you. Tell me which of these you will undoubtedly watch in its entirety.
Okay.
Packers 49ers 7:30 tonight.
In its entirety.
The Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals, any of the big games in St. Louis all weekend long as the two teams battle for first place. 7:15 tonight, 6:15 Saturday, 1:15 matinee Sunday afternoon. Also part of our weekend preview, the Wisconsin State Fair happening all weekend long. Will you check out the Wisconsin State Fair? Or, last but not least, the very popular musical Hamilton at the Overture Center, which I will be in attendance for Sunday night at 7 o'clock. That's your weekend preview. Very exciting stuff.
Okay.
Yep. What has your biggest intrigue?
This is going to be... I'm going to always lean Packers. That's just kind of where we're at. That's our pizza, if you will, of our restaurant. So I'm going to go Packers, San Fran, preseason game over a important... What? You make a really good argument, a make-or-break type series with the Brewers-Cardinals.
Huge series.
I will be intrigued. I will be watching to see how that game plays out. But from a detail standpoint, it's going to be Packers-Niners for me.
Me as well. I am curious, is this the first time you have seen Hamilton?
In person, yes. We watched on Disney Plus. We watched the Disney Plus theater recording, whatever you would call that. Not a movie, but... whatever that was, but we'd expect better in person.
You know how much I love that show, so I'm excited for you to see it. I'm going to go off the board here for my weekend preview. Having had some high-level discussions with Madison and Sydney, our number one hope for the weekend, since we're going to go to Madison for a couple days, is to see Max and Eleanor Tauscher. They don't care about Mark Tauscher. They like Sarah Tauscher, but Max and Eleanor, their hope is that at least they can maybe get together for ice cream or something at some juncture.
I have a great idea. How long are you here till? You here till Sunday?
The Packers are practicing Sunday at 2, so I have to be back in Green Bay in time for practice.
They ain't going to be doing anything at 2. They're going to be, there's no way they're going to be doing anything. They're playing Friday night, flying it. Get out of here with that. Jesse Nelson should host a Wilde and Tausch at his home ice cream social sometime this week.
Not with that backyard that's all clumpy.
No, clumpy.
We do have a swing set.
What?
House game with a swing set.
He's got a swing set.
Yeah.
Do you not listen to Jesse talk about his biggest purchase of his life? Jesse Nelson, our producer.
Right here. 3 years. Hey, how's it going?
He talked about his swing set as part of the house.
Yeah, it might have been one of the days I wasn't on.
Yeah, we were going to get rid of the swing set.
All right, we'll see if we can't set up. Jesse, I might be speaking out of turn. We'll head down to Sassy Cow, pick up some ice cream, bring it over to your porch, and we'll critique your lawn. That could be something.
Sounds like a great day.
Is there enough space for Sydney and Max to play catch and Eleanor to play catch?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Maddie might, I don't know, Maddie doesn't play a lot of softball. So, all right. We'll get on the clumpy lawn, have some ice cream.
I think, unfortunately, Sunday morning is going to be the time that fits in our schedule, though. That's going to be the... So, Sunday morning ice cream at Jesse's porch. Jesse and Becca's porch.
Ice cream Sunday. Ice cream's good at any
time. Ice cream Sunday.
Ice cream. I knew you'd get that, Jesse. Yeah. So you don't care about the Packers. You don't. It's all about the kids getting together. That's your big weekend deal.
You
huh?
know I care about the Packers. It's my job to care. So yes, I'll be watching.
You and Gabe.
Okay.
Because it's just grinding.
Because I'm old media and I have to watch all of the Packers games.
New media catch the highlights and you're good.
Yeah, new media just looks on their phone, from what I understand. So you're gonna be a little old media for the game. You're gonna watch it.
No, I didn't say I'm going to be old media. I could still be new
media.
Are
you going to watch the Packers game start to finish on a television, or are you going to watch it in other ways?
No, I will tape the game, and I will watch it probably tomorrow. I can't watch
Sunday morning with ice cream.
Old media,
Sunday
you're going to tape the game on your VCR? Old media? Little VHS?
No, there's a DVR button. There's
a
little
taping.
Record button.
You're going to DVR the game, Mr. New Media.
So you're telling me...
He's being Johnny Nuance is what he's doing.
Yeah, he is so
annoying. New Media, and you said you're going to tape the game. That's what you said.
I'm going to tape it and watch it back.
New Media would DVR the game. So that's all I'm saying. God, you're annoying. Is that what you're going to say next?
Good commentary. You nailed it.
Jesse, whether you're watching it live or on VHS, What are people intrigued by in this matchup tonight between the Packers and the 49ers? Are we getting more texts on the old National Bank Talk and text line about tonight's matchup?
Well, I first want to share what Chef Ed had to say, which is at his sports bar, they will have the Packers game on, but the majority of the TVs will be on the Brewers-Cardinals game.
Is that right?
Big game.
Pull it. Pull it.
You want to know, what do you want to pull? What are you watching tonight, Packers preseason or Brewers Cardinals?
What is more on your top of mind tonight?
Don't
Packers.
Don't pull it.
You think it's Packers in a rout?
Here's the problem. We're not the most well-rounded show. Right? I mean,
it's fair.
If we're being honest, our Brewers talk is basically, hey, is Bill Schroeder available to come on? Hey, it's Sophia Day. And, oh, Jesse's going to the game. And, oh, by the way, I think his dad used to be an usher at Miller Park.
A lot of
just
haters.
Wait a second.
Yeah, you're shortchanging us.
I gave you maybe the best breakdown of locker room dynamics between what old Devin Williams had to say and Josh Hader. I don't know anybody that's given you that breakdown. I don't.
Because of what?
Because of what?
Because of your experience in the Packers locker room.
That's what I did. Yeah,
correct.
That's what I
you're not breaking down how it impacts a baseball team because of your baseball.
I just did.
No,
I just did.
Locker room dynamics. It was great. It was outstanding analysis. But it was because of your experience as a Packer.
Actually, I thought it should have been Soundgraft.
I'll say this: I'm going to dinner tonight. If I only get to see one TV from the vantage point that we're sitting at dinner, I hope it's the Brewers game.
There's your question. That's your question. I'm intrigued. I think it's more Brewers than you think, Jason. It's not going to be a majority, but it's going to be 35-40%.
My point is not whether or not it should be a certain percentage. My point is that our poll is going to be inherently biased because people listen to us because this is the place you come for Packers discussion more than anywhere else. You got a guy who's covered the team forever. You got a guy who's in the Packers Hall of Fame. This is where you come for that. So people are going to vote at a higher percentage for the Packers game because that's why they listen to our show. If we did more Brewers, maybe it would be more representative of the population as a whole. That's all I'm saying.
But Wisconsin sports fans understand how big this weekend series is with the St. Louis Cardinals. And there's a lot of people that are in the Jason Wilde, Gabe Neitzel camp of, to hell with the preseason. I'm not in that camp. I'm voting San Fran, Green Bay. I might be in the minority on that because you could skew it in a way where it's a meaningless preseason game or potentially the season's on the line in St. Louis. And that will be, I think that will skew it a little bit more heavily in that.
I'm sorry, what would it do?
Skew.
You mean shrew it, don't you?
Oh, there we go again. Warming up.
Yesterday was shrew day. Not today.
Mark and Winlake texts in, because it matters more, the Brewers I'll be watching tonight. Any other regular season game, the Packers.
Right.
Yes.
Mark and many others. That go ahead and pull it. Go ahead. Go ahead and pull it. Tell me that we do not have a built-in bias on this show on people who would vote on that. That's like when I put out a poll and it has a Bucks component and a Brewers component. What do most people follow me on Twitter for? The Packers. So it biases the results. That's all.
Updates on your kids. Updates on your kids' lives.
They don't get many of those anymore, in case you noticed. All right, we need to play trivia.
Your political beliefs. I think that's why people...
Hot COVID takes! No, that's somebody else's Twitter feed.
Can somebody explain to me why Novak Djokovic is not allowed to play in the U.S. Open when the CDC has changed all of the stuff? Can anybody explain? That's my tennis minute. Let Joker play! There we go. All right. Since you brought it up. I didn't bring it up. You did, just for the record.
I don't remember saying Novak Djokovic's name, but that's just me.
You brought up COVID.
Whoa,
let
Nelly.
Joker play.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
What's your trivia category, and what caller would you like?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Today's Wilde and Tausch trivia. By the way, the show...
Novak Djokovic!
Get out of here, Tausch! Good. Get out of here! The streamers would like for us to hee-haw again, by the way. They've been a little upset that we haven't been hee-hawing to give them fair warning.
I got good news. There is good news coming. I think it's September. Big good news for the streaming trivia folks.
Really?
Big good news. Yeah. I'm super excited about it. You're going to be pickled. You're going to be laughing your pickles off when that comes. Just I'll give you a little hint. Yep. Let Joker play!
Today's trivia category, since we're talking about the Cardinals-Brewers game or the Packers-49ers game, San Francisco, St. Louis, or both? Today's trivia.
All right. Jesse, which caller would you like?
12. Aaron Rodgers. Let's go.
Caller 12 right now. 844-770-3776. The old National Bank talk and text line. 844-770-3776. Caller 12 right now for Wilde and Tausch trivia, which we will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. This day and time, that's hard to find, it's true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to complicate it. We both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. It's just that simple. S-I-N-P-L.
All right, I have bad news. It's just that simple. And I have good news. If you already played trivia this week, the bad news is there's something weird going on with the phone lines, and Jesse can't talk to anyone on the phone.
I think it's a Madison issue. I don't think it's just a studio issue, just for the record. I didn't mess this one up.
Well, can we have him call Milwaukee? Can we have him call Milwaukee and just go through it that way, or is that not how it works?
That would have been a great thing to troubleshoot during a commercial break, yeah.
But he wasn't listening.
Well, it's kind of common sense, I think. But
so the good news is if you played earlier in the week, you've got a better chance of winning now because there'll be one fewer contestant for the week. Because we don't know. And you, Jesse, you think this is like, this is not just your fault. I mean, I know you usually take responsibility when things go wrong.
Truman.
I usually try to pawn things off to any other explanation, but no, my wife did tell me we were having an internet outage at our house this morning where she was working from home, and I think I'm seeing some things that there's some issues going on in the greater Madison area, so it must be affecting our phone lines today.
Okay. So,
does anybody else worry? Because that day that I had that whole big debacle where everything was out and I thought, oh my God, cyber attack the world. Are we not a little bit freaked out about how dependent? It doesn't matter if it's this industry or we are so dependent on this stuff that
new media.
You can snap fingers, man, and things are donezo. Yeah. Right?
We should be worried about that. Yes, we should be. And we're not as worried about it as we should be. Totally agree.
Okay.
We're gonna
no argument for me.
I wouldn't think so because you were the one who brought it up. So, Jesse, in lieu of playing trivia with our fans, this happened to be the case today. You were very busy with your clumpy lawn and other things in your life, so you did
busy,
not
yeah.
do trivia questions until the show had already begun. So the trivia questions are not in our daily rundown. So because we can't have a contestant, we're going to play Wilde and Tausch trivia. Jesse's going to ask the questions, and Wilde and Tausch are going to be the contestants.
Wow.
Is that right? Is that allowed? out by entries.
These are all the things we discussed while you were sitting there on your phone.
Now, did you look at your questions, House? No. Do you know?
No, I haven't looked. What, do you think I looked at the questions? No, I didn't.
Of course. All right. You two are playing trivia. Question number one. Hope you win all the entries for a chance to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack a little bit later in the show. Question one. Counting the four major sports, NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL, which city has more professional sports teams? San Francisco, okay. St. Louis, or both have the same amount?
All right, is San Francisco considered San Jose and Santa Clara? Is, am I talking about outside of the boundary of the city,
oh,
or
boy.
What am I talking about?
Great
it's a
question.
Good thing we don't have a contestant.
Great
today,
question.
Because this would have been controversial.
Why don't you talk it out, Tausch? Why don't you play it out here and see what you think?
Because this is trivia, and I want to know the rules. I know the answer. I want to know what the rules dictate.
I would say,
if it's outside of the greater San Francisco area, there's only two teams.
The team either needs to be...
Golden State moved within San Fran.
The team either needs to be named San Francisco or in the confines of San Francisco.
All right, well, then the answer's San Fran. It's not right, but it's San Francisco then.
Wait, who other... It's the Giants and...
The Giants and the Golden State Warriors are the only teams within the greater San Francisco Commonwealth.
And they're right next to each other, yep.
Yeah. And the St. Louis Blues and the St. Louis Cardinals.
So it'd be a push.
So it's a tie. So the answer is both.
But the San Francisco
49ers. But you're counting the
49ers.
Santa Clara 49ers. Well, they're not in San Francisco. Yeah, I'm with Tausch on this.
They're named the
totally
San Francisco 49ers.
Ask the question again. Ask how you phrase the question. Not the caveat you added later. How was the question phrased?
Counting the four major sports, which city has more professional sports teams?
I thought soccer was one of the major sports. You guys went and told me how great soccer was when it was the prisoner of the moment game up at Lambeau. Oh, soccer's great. Now it's not even one of the major
sports. So what? So you had San Francisco as the correct answer when the correct answer is they have the same.
San Francisco
no,
is the correct
answer. I would
answer.
Have said both had Jesse not Tausch. Given me that caveat.
Yeah, the way that question is phrased, San Francisco.
It's both.
The city of San Francisco and the city of St. Louis have the same number of professional sports teams in the city.
Well, and we also can really look at it because the USFL, XFL, whatever, St. Louis actually is their program was one of the best that they had. So that is professional.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
Football. Yeah, but it's called St. Louis. So
question two for trivia that doesn't even count.
Thank God.
Which of these cities is home to one of the newest national parks in the United States, established officially as a national park in 2018? San Francisco, St. Louis, or both have national parks established in 2018?
Ooh. Oh, do I get to go?
I guess you get to go
it's
for this
It's your
one.
Turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
You're,
give me a
you're
sterile
the
look.
National
like,
Park
I just
guy!
The first one.
You just got back from National Parks!
It says asked by Jason. I'm assuming that means you should be the one that is answering it, right?
There's never been more debate about something that doesn't matter at all than this.
Other than preseason football. All right, so San Francisco has the Redwood, whatever park that is. I'm gonna say St. Louis, even though I have no idea if they have an answer. 2018.
Tausch, do you agree, or would you have answered differently?
No, I think it's the Arch.
The St. Louis Arch, established as a national park. In 2018.
Wow. Yeah. We're 2 for 2.
Chance for a perfect day.
Jeez. Yeah, the reason you know that is because we play a lot of hockey down in St. Louis, and we like getting our passport stamped with all the national parks, mm-hmm. and that's one that, boop, get the old popper dopper.
Which are the what?
Popper dopper. It's a little stamper.
Yeah, a little popper dopper. Everybody knows that. Which of these cities is credited with the invention of peanut butter, which was introduced when the city hosted the World's Fair in 1904? San Francisco, St. Louis, or neither?
I would think that... I'm going to say St. Louis.
Why? What's your reasoning there?
World's Fair, I just think of St. Louis as the as one of the World's Fair. Chicago, St. Louis were the big hosts of World's Fair. You had New York, obviously. I don't think the World's Fair ever made its way out to the West Coast, so that's why I'm saying it.
All right. It's I go, we go here, like in Backdraft. So we're joined at the hip here. This is, we're a team. So even though I have no idea what the answer is, I'm going with St. Louis, too, because we're perfect together so far. And if we're going to get a perfect score, I want to get it together.
Wasn't the Space Needle introduced when the World's Fair was out in Seattle?
I believe that's correct, yes.
St. Louis!
So the reasoning may have been wrong, but the answer is correct!
It is! Credited with popularizing and inventing peanut butter for the 1904 World's Fair.
Peanut butter is only like 115 years old?
Or 120 whatever.
According to my research.
18 years old.
Which you know how that goes. But I read that. That was a sentence that I read. It was true. Peanut butter 1904 World's Fair.
Wow. I learned something new. Because we couldn't. Well, I guess I would have learned it even if we had.
Had you put Atlanta, Georgia on there, I would have probably went there with that answer.
Well, peanuts, yeah. Big on peanuts down there, the legume in Georgia. All right, so perfect score. We've got four of the possible four entries.
Good luck to you guys.
In today's drawing.
We'll see how you do.
That was Wildy and Tausch trivia. Your Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week return. Didn't do that for the start of training camp, although I think we actually did. Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Next.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Preseason opener tonight for the Packers against the 49ers in Santa Clara, California. So there are only two professional teams in the city of San Francisco. Time for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, which, look, we've been doing this now. We just had our sixth birthday.
Yeah.
A certain quarterback predicted we wouldn't be on the air that long. Glad we could prove Ingle Martin wrong. The Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week has been part
of it. Did you want me to fake laugh?
No.
Did you want me to fake laugh there?
No, I just didn't want to mention the person who made that prediction. What I do want to mention is it's the last weekend of the Steinhoffel's Buy More, Save More sale. Hurry in for savings of at least 35% and then take advantage of some extra savings as well. Extra $100, $200, or $300 off your purchase, depending upon how you spend. Because if you buy more, then you will save more. Mattresses, sofas, dining, bedrooms. The more you buy, the more you'll save. Plus, take an extra 10% off the clearance furniture, which you know is my favorite spot to find a bargain at my Steinhoffel's here in Green Bay. Shop today in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, Tausch. I don't. Are you casting a spell on me? What are you doing over there?
No, playing music, baby. I want to learn.
What
the piano.
Musical instrument do you play in front of your face, like a piano?
That's
but
a
not
piano. It's a piano. Definitely a piano.
It's an air piano, bro. Like what? Air guitar, air piano.
Sure. All right. Well, play your air piano and play a sweet song for your Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week. Who you got?
Well, it's always tough in the preseason. We don't know who's playing. I mean, we have an idea, but I want to say Romeo, but I gave such a I said you can't do Romeo, so it would be really hypocritical for me to do Romeo when I was saying that nobody else should do Romeo. And y'all are saying, Romeo, genius. Romeo, Romeo, where far thou now, Romeo? I'm going a different direction, but the same position. Old 88, Juwan Winfrey. Hearing a lot of great things about him at camp. And the quarterback saying a lot of positive things. I think he is somebody that's kind of nobody's talked a ton about. I think when we talk Monday and when Jason Wilde writes for The Athletic and the State Journal and everything else that he's writing for, I think Juwan Winfrey is going to come out of this alongside of Jordan Love as the big storylines from tonight. And Juwan Winfrey has 3 or 4 catches. I think he has a tutter. And I think he makes a one big splash play. Juwan Winfrey is going to be my, on the opening of the Green Bay Packers season, is going to be my Steinhoffler of the Week.
And as we know, when it comes to Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, Tausch never loses. Even when he
no, is. I've lost. Don't do that. I hate when you do that. That's so old media for you to do that. New media takes account for what they say and do. Old media doesn't.
You hate that because you do it all the time.
Do what?
You claim that your guy won when he clearly did it.
If I got smoked, no.
No, if it's close, you always take the victory.
Yeah, if it's close.
Okay, that's what I just said. I mean,
if you act like I'm some, you act like I have no standards.
You have no scruples.
Tausch recognizes
scruples.
Tausch recognizes when he doesn't belong at the table. But if he belongs at all at the table, he's going to campaign that he has the best.
Even if he's wrong. Even if this guy didn't win. Yes. The only way you admit you didn't win is if your guy's inactive.
Well, I don't pick inactive players typically.
Ooh, like, I think we can.
You
picked
the guy that got
that.
Cut. You had a guy that got cut.
I did. That happened. That did happen.
Thankfully, all the games or preseason games are weekdays, so I don't think we'll have to run into the 24-hour stall this year.
That was not ideal. No. All right. So I'm going to go on defense. This guy was in a position to be in the rotation last year at outside linebacker.
This guy jacked up his
ankle, missed the entire year, has not been running with the twos, so he is a sleeper. But I know they really like him, and I know that Rich Bisaccia sees him as a special teams potential core player. Randy Ramsey. Not Randy Watson, Randy Ramsey, outside linebacker. He's been with them since 2019. He's the guy that I said he might be the most important player you've never heard of. They need outside linebackers to separate themselves behind Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary. So I will take Randy Ramsey as my Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week.
I'm going Amari Rodgers. With Jordan Love slinging the football, all the attention's on Romeo Doubs, Amari Rodgers has something to prove, and he's going to have to come up with some catches. He's going to have to be a focal point of the offense as he's competing for a role. So Amari Rodgers is my guy for tonight's game. I think he'll be heavily involved, maybe get more playing time than he probably should have because of the limitations at wide receiver right now. So that's my guy. Amari Rodgers. Let's make Matt Hamilton happy because he said Amari Rodgers is going to make a big jump this year. Let's see him have a big jump tonight. Get us excited about his potential for this season.
That's a really good choice, Jesse. Really good. Good job. You can share yours via the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed. I know the Steinhoffel's social media team always likes to chime in with their sleeper of the week. Those are ours. Tausch has got Juwan Winfrey. I've got... Who did I pick again?
Randy Ramsey.
And Jesse has Amari Rodgers. You can share yours again at Wildy and Tausch at Steinhoffel's. I have a question about a sleeper on the offensive line. I will ask that question of Tausch and ask it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing now.
Open preseason play. Some might say open the season. Jesse, we'll check on that poll question coming up here.
We got a five goal.
But Tausch, you have referenced almost as often as you've referenced Eddie Lacy, but not quite.
Or that Sunday in December for the Packers and
Cold,
Cardinals.
Rainy loss to the Cardinals.
Oh, sorry for painting a picture with some dazzling details, people. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
I'm not really apologizing. That was a fake apology.
Hungry got us.
Nice.
You got.
You've brought up Tony Moll a number of times, and I remember that as well. Packers against the then San Diego Chargers and Sean Merriman, and he played really well.
Lights out!
Yeah, that is true. That was also a game where I think Devon House came in and played well.
House call! He had a house call.
Yeah.
All right.
And he made a play, and it improved his standing on the roster. And Tony Moll obviously played well. All right, so you saw him do that. Could a guy like Zach Tom do that tonight? Because...
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you bring that up, because he was my other sleeper choice. But the problem with sleeper choices in this O-line, it's just tough because you know, there's no numbers. But you sense that they want Zach Tom to be one of their guys. And giving him a lot of opportunities at one, both at left tackle, right tackle, kind of moving him around. They know what they have with Royce Newman. They want him to take the next step. They want him to grab a hold of it. But the fact that he has not, or at least it hasn't seemed that way, that makes you think there is an opening here for a Zach Tom to step in and grab it. So if he's able to go out and play, and you know, if he gets an opportunity to block Bosa, doubtful, but if he does, if he gets a chance to play against some high-level competition and he holds up, those images, just like we mentioned, Ryan Grant's spin move down the sideline, where I'm looking at Smitty with that big catch against Baltimore, it's that type of deal, because it was, I remember Tony Moll blocked Sean Merriman like a spin move. And I remember, oh, look at this. And, you know, Campy backing it up. And you know he was in the scouting room with the scout, everybody, when they're watching game tape. And they saw it. And that's what gave them the opportunity to, when they slid open that door where they have the depth chart, and Tony Moll went from being a second-string right tackle to a starting guard. Don't tell me there wasn't a coincidence or it wasn't equivalent, because that is what they saw. If Zach Tom can go out and have a night where he's steady, and he's blocking guys up, and he's not having any leakage, all of a sudden next week when that depth chart comes out for the next game against the New Orleans Saints, he's going to get another opportunity to showcase himself. So that's why I was thinking, I knew that was going to be where your question was headed when you said O-line, because I think you believe the same thing that I'm saying.
I do, and again, as you like to point out with your Brewers analysis, because you know locker rooms, that is why you're the best at this. My question then is to go the other direction, because I don't remember who was the right guard before Tony Mall took their spot. Do you?
So there was like a myriad. It was Spitty, Darren College, and Tony Mall. Right. And then
I'll pick that.
I think what happened was Tony either went to left guard. I think they bumped Darren out of the equation. Now, sometimes that is to give a kick in the pants, which is in that case, I think, was also in play, where they were saying, Darren, you're a second round pick, but you need to up your game. And to Darren's credit, he did do that, and he ended up, you know, having a really nice career in Green Bay and in Arizona. That's another part of this. There is some psychology that gets played. Because, guys, for as much as you heard Dan Campbell say, don't count the numbers, guys are going to count the numbers.
Correct.
Guys are going to look at it and say, don't worry about where you're at on the depth chart. Well, if you're fourth on the depth chart and there's cuts coming, you're going to worry about it. So there's that as at play as well. If you have a down game, how you bounce back, because they want to see the psychology of what you're about, too. Are you going to go into a shell and say, oh, blank these guys, they don't know what they're doing? Or are you going to say, I got to pick my stuff up, get back at it, get to work, and just show that I can get this job done on a consistent basis? So that, I guess, is where the fun of this next couple days for the outside, for old media and for new media, to kind of take a hold of this information and see what you do with it.
So, last thing about the offensive line, because we do talk a lot about offensive line play on this program. Sean Ryan, not sure if you've heard about him.
Yeah.
Third round pick from UCLA.
Yep.
Friendly fellow. Introduced himself to me. I was wearing, some of my Oregon gear, and obviously he went to UCLA, and he came over and he introduced himself to me, which never happens, by the way.
How did he introduce himself? What was his...
How you doing? I'm Sean. Are you a duck? And then I have to explain, you know, it's not really where I went, blah, blah, blah. But then we ended up talking for a really friendly guy.
Did he seem interested in your story when
He must have been. He came up to me.
That's a bad sign. Honest to God. That's not a good sign.
Why? Because he's friendly?
It's just... I don't know. That's not a good sign. I'm down on Sean. If that's how that really played out, I'm down on Sean.
Wow!
I don't know.
I didn't realize good. You were going to besmirch him for being friendly to me.
I besmirched him, but...
He's been with the twos... The whole time. Like, he is one of...
Yeah.
He's drafted higher than Zach Tom. He was a left tackle at UCLA. He has not gotten any, or if he has, it's been very few, first-team reps. What about a guy like that? Can something happen? Can he be a gamer who tonight plays really well and suddenly they have to reevaluate?
Yeah, that's... And that's why the preseason's important still. I know it's not as sexy as the quarterback position and everything else, but for guys that have kind of had a harder time transitioning to the NFL and maybe struggle a little bit in camp, and, you know, they're going, especially if you're a two, you're going against the ones a lot in both pass rush and some other stuff, and it can kind of beat down your confidence. You're a third-round pick. He's going to be on this roster one way or the other.
Right.
He's going to get a chance to develop and grow. The best thing he can do is go out tonight and really play well and give himself a chance. It doesn't seem like he'll be in the mix this year for that one spot, but now his goal should be, I want to get confident enough that they will think about dressing me on game days where I can be versatile enough to do some stuff. But if you're only running with the twos in this atmosphere, normally that's not a big deal because the starters are set.
Right.
This has not been the case. This is not that year. He needs to show, get coaches' confidence that he is growing and improving, just like Jordan Love is, but on a lesser scale, so that the coaches don't just wipe this season off and say, all right, we'll worry about him in the offseason. get some reps and get some good quality reps in tonight so that the coaches see that.
And that goes for Cole Van Lannen, too, who is a second-year guy.
Everybody
on the roster
in that
last
second
year.
Group. These guys are all fighting for their NFL jobs. Especially if David Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins are not on the PUP list, which when you hear Goody talk, you think one of them probably won't be, maybe both. Those numbers for, you know, not counting numbers,
right.
Those numbers start crunching, and you start looking at yourself as maybe an odd man out. Cole Van Lannen's in a position where that's probably the case. He needs to really showcase that he can play because he was the one right tackle during OTAs and minicamp. Now he's kind of fallen back.
Correct.
Guys like that need big performances in preseason games.
Well, if he does make a move, or if Sean Ryan makes a move, or Zach Tom has his Tony Mall moment, afterward, on the flight home, they can crack open a Coors Light and appreciate what they've accomplished.
Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. The mountains, oh baby, the mountains, on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans. They turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when we're over on Jesse's patio, just chilling, looking at his lumpy lawn this weekend. It'll be Coors Light in my hand. I don't care if it's 9 a.m. on Sunday or 8 p.m. on Saturday. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Wow.
There you go.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.